This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Martin will be here at 11. We'll talk a little hockey with Joey Vitale a little bit later in the program. But right now, we're going to talk about the economics and the impact of what this Stanley Cup could mean to St. Louis. Dr. Patrick Risch is with us. He is the best in the business. He's the founding director of the Sports Business Program at Washington University in St. Louis, as well as a professor of practice in sports business. And he joins us now. Dr. Risch, good to hear your voice. How are you, sir?
Great, Frank. You must have been rating my recent downloads. I literally recently downloaded all of the best of hits of Kool and the Gang, in part because I wanted to get Celebration. Because, you know, I know Gloria is our song for winning this championship, but, you know, Celebration from Kool and the Gang, Let's Dance by David Bowie, these are all songs that have been blaring during that parade, as well as Gloria.
Absolutely. So you wrote an interesting piece, I think it was maybe yesterday, Championships in Toronto and St. Louis Unify Communities While Generating Psychic and Actual Income. Let's go, first of all, with the psychic angle. What does this do?
Yeah, well, the psychic income, Frank, is just, you know, how does your team, whether it's just a regular season, whether it's a championship, how does it make people feel? How does it impact people's pride in their city? How does it impact people's feeling about where they live? And you know, look, I unfortunately, probably one of the biggest mistakes I've made in my 20 years in St. Louis is not being in St. Louis during the parade, but thanks to KSDK's wonderful coverage, I was able to watch the whole thing online. And, I mean, civic pride and psychic income was on display, full blast, full blare, during that four-hour celebration of just life and Blues championship. So where that can then lead to, you know, obviously financial impact, the Blues are seeing it, setting merchandising records with their Stanley Cup win. But also, how does this impact how others and outsiders view St. Louis? It's going to impact people that maybe never thought about visiting St. Louis before. Well, we've been on display for the last 2 months as a community in some respects, and certainly during the Stanley Cup Finals, all these beauty shots of the region. And the parade itself, Frank, maybe you should get a tip, because partly because of your coverage, which I thought you did a fantastic job, you and your colleagues, Rennie and the lot, Mike Bush, is that was a wonderful marketing tool for our city and our region. So it's not only generating future tourism, but how about maybe putting in a seed in the mind of potential entrepreneurs of St. Louis as a potential place to locate a business?
You know, I've said on the air quite a few times about how, you know, sports is the great uniter, and it was unbelievable to see the city united like this. And then I got some text from some very well-meaning and thoughtful people, and we've gone kind of back and forth, and they mentioned, no, you really didn't unite a city, and that, you know, we're not necessarily a better city, you know, on Monday when we woke up as opposed to last week before we won the Stanley Cup, and we still have the same problems both racially and politically. And I think it's a valid point. The only reason I brought it up was because I saw maybe a half a million people and no incidents and everybody just so happy and positive. And that's why I brought it up. But I do see the other point about how we're not necessarily a better city on Monday as we were last week.
Well, Frank, I think one issue that, and obviously there are several issues, but one issue to me that, quite frankly, almost thwarted another wonderful achievement for our community, and that's Major League Soccer, which I am extremely confident, 99% sure that we'll get the nod by the end of the summer that we will be included in Major League Soccer. But that was fouled up 3 years ago because of this discord between city and county government. And I have to believe that aside from just the issues of financing for sports facilities. I think a lot of the other issues that our community has faced over the years would be much smoother, not necessarily eliminated, but minimized if there was more collaboration between city and county officials. Someone made the point to me, look, you know, a lot of people from the county came downtown for that parade, but it's the city resources that are doing the cleanup afterwards. And is that necessarily fair? Look, at the end of the day, we have lost ground in the past to other mid-sized markets where there's been more collaboration between city and county officials. Indianapolis is one that just screams out at me. I've been in St. Louis for 20 years. To see the progress and growth in Indianapolis versus St. Louis in 20 years, there's, as Dick Vitale would say, it's an NC-er, baby, no contest. But hopefully there's this pipe dream that a day like Saturday can show people, can generate hope, instill passions, and help people see that together we're stronger. Why can't we find a way to collaborate between city and county officials? I know it's bothered several of our mutual connections, Frank, that we know quite well, some at the Sports Commission, some with other organizations involved in sports in the community. Why can't we bridge this divide?
All right, what about the raw economic impact of what this Stanley Cup could mean to our city?
Yeah, I mean, so in the short term, during the playoff run, I think the biggest impact, Frank, is to the restaurants that are located in downtown, because obviously people are flowing downtown. Most people going to the games, Frank, were locals, so you don't necessarily see a huge spike in hotels, but certainly restaurants. The team is seeing a spike financially where they are going to, obviously see greater renewal rates next year. I think if I were working in corporate partnerships with the Blues right now, I'd be extremely happy, because any contract that's expiring, you're going to be able to get a higher rate. So all of that is positive. It's going to help the team's franchise value. I think longer term, as we stated at the top, it's about will this visibility from this championship and the positive vibes it creates for the community, does that make us look more attractive to potential tourists and potential smaller companies that may consider making St. Louis home? That's the impact that's hard to measure, because that's out there in the future. It hasn't happened yet.
What do you think this has done for the perception of St. Louis? And that, you know, we had so many bad things hit us over a short period of time. Does this do anything to change the perception, or we still have the Ferguson perception and we'll have it for a long time?
Well, I do think that the Ferguson perception is out there. Unfortunately, I think it's very discouraging that we have to fight that. But there have been two parades this week, and one of the parades, there were incidents that took place that unfortunately people were hurt, and one of the parades went off basically without any incident. That parade that went off without any incident was in St. Louis. So I think that you can't help but watch that four-hour parade and see the, you know, what struck me, Frank, was the interactiveness of the players with the fans. You don't see that often. You usually see players, they're up on floats. They're not getting out into the crowd. These guys, I don't know if it's the hockey component. I don't know if it's just the fact that they are connected with their fans. Boy, that was fun to watch. So to answer your question, I think it certainly is a huge shot in the arm to the positive imagery for our community, and we certainly need it. It doesn't necessarily erase some of the other stuff, but hopefully hopefully there's a recency bias and we can kind of run with this, which I hope Major League Soccer will be another part to that story later this summer.
Yeah, how close do you think we are? The All-Star Game announcement that soccer is definitely coming, and that'll be in August?
That's my understanding. I think the All-Star Game, I don't have my calendar in front of me. I think it's the end of July, and Major League Soccer has been steadfast that they are going to make announcements. Perhaps what they'll do is they'll use the break between the Saturday before the All-Star Game and then the All-Star Game. They may use that week as the week to make these announcements. And, man, as a soccer guy, I'm certainly thrilled and excited for that.
All right, a couple other things. You actually have stats from Bloomberg and Fanatics about the sale of Blues championship apparel already.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that I think in the 24-hour period that the Blues had outpaced last year's record-setting Capitals merchandise haul within 24 hours of the time that the Cup was won, but beat that by 10%. The Fanatics doesn't give out dollars, but the fact that the Blues broke a record from last year, you know, it's just wonderful. It's marvelous, and not surprisingly so, right? The Capitals last year was their first ever victory, and to see them break the record last year wasn't a surprise. But a different story with the Blues than the Capitals in the sense that, yes, first-time championship, but this is a community where it's a smaller community. There isn't as many things going on in terms of, obviously, in Washington, you've got government as well as multiple other sports teams, and we've been around longer. So for this franchise, for all the history that they have, it was not surprising to see them spike out with respect to merchandise. You know, Frank, the other thing I'll mention quickly is historically, when teams win championships, there are going to be spikes in ticket prices. And I suspect that the same would be true here in St. Louis. But I also think that the Blues ownership will be a little bit more price sensitive with those increases than, say, the Dave Checketts era. Remember, Checketts came in, and boy, they really missed the mark by setting prices to New York levels. I don't think you're going to see that happen at all in St. Louis because that bond between the ownership group, the leadership there with this community, I think they know better.
Good stuff. And if somebody wants to follow you on Twitter and read more of your stuff, how do they do it, Dr. Patrick Rich?
Yeah, just they can follow me at Dr. Pat Sports Biz, and they can also go to my website at patrickrich.com. Frank, thanks for having me on, man. Really appreciate it. And again, I want to tell you that you did a fabulous job. I'm just happy. I saw you jumping off all those trucks and vehicles. I'm glad you didn't, you know, do an ACL or pull something. You did a great job, man, really.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
A lot of fun watching you.
You take care. I'll talk to you soon. Dr. Patrick Risch joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Before we take a break, quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. We were there yesterday morning because a NASCAR truck driver was usually using the Bomarito garages to get ready for the NASCAR truck races at Gateway Motorsports Park. If there's a sport in St. Louis, I promise you, the Bomarito family is somewhat involved in some type of sponsorship. We appreciate them being with us. Go to bomarito.com and find the right car for you. We'll be right back.